This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. About 100,000 Coloradans living in mobile home parks will get some welcome help if Governor Jared Polis signs two bills into law. One will give residents 6 months to purchase the land under their homes when it's for sale. The other will create a pool of up to $35 million in state seed money to be used for loans to help residents buy their parks. Both passed the House this week after earlier passing in the Senate. The average price of gas in Colorado has broken the state's all-time record. A gallon of unleaded will run you about $4.11 on average, and it's expected to keep rising this summer. Skylar McKinley is with AAA Colorado. He says there are ways to reduce that hit to your budget.
Can you carpool to work once a week? Can you bike to work once a month? Can you try the bus this week? I think we're now in the price points where folks will consider those choices.
Surveys from AAA show higher gas prices have increased interest in electric vehicles, but costs remain out of reach for many. The Colorado Springs City Council has voted to dissolve a commission focused on human rights in the community. The Human Relations Commission was set up in 2010. Since then, Colorado Springs has transitioned to a so-called strong mayor form of government, and the authority for addressing what the group focuses on now falls under the executive branch. Council members have voted unanimously to dissolve the commission, saying they hope Mayor Souther's office considers something similar. In Colorado Springs, it's 88 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Denver, it's also 85 degrees, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.